Good morning. It's 11:06 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF. Happy Friday, everyone. You know what time that is. Time for the Dr. Triana Show here at News Radio 1580 WCCF. Our phone lines are wide open at 206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. The Dr. Triana Show brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance, located in Port Charlotte, Florida. And now our host of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And good morning, everyone. Good morning. Oh, guess what? We have a special guest today, Zane.
Oh, yeah. I'm very, very excited.
Yes, it's Dr. D. Ambrosio from New Jersey. He is a board-certified radiation oncologist, and he is an expert in stereotactic radiation therapies. It's called CyberKnife.
That is really, really
cool.
Incredible cutting edge stuff we're going to be talking about.
That is really cool. I mean, because they use it to treat patients with lung cancers and also prostate and cancers and tumors in the brain. And it uses no anesthesia, no surgery. It's the most amazing thing. I can't wait. So he's going to be calling us from New Jersey, and he's going to be our guest today. But I wanted everyone to know that if you want to call in, please feel free to 206-1580. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. We are getting such a response. You know, the show is really, people hear about it. They're hearing about the BioT, the hormone balancing. They're coming in for consultations to my office, which if you want an appointment, you call 941-625-1990. Or also for primary care, you know, we have patients who just want to come in and they need a primary care physician. You know, there's a lot of people moving into this area.
And I am so happy that you did that show just for everybody to know that you are a primary care physician. You're not just a lipidologist, that you provide, you know, primary care, because a lot of people, I guarantee, did not realize that before.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I love it. I love taking care of my patients. And I have such a wonderful staff. And if I'm finding, too, that patients will come, for example, just for the hormone balancing, and then they go, oh, I didn't realize that you're doing primary care. Can you become my primary care physician also and take care of my other needs? And I said, sure, that's what we do. And my staff, when you come to see me, you see me. You don't see anyone else. I'm the only practitioner. I'm independent. It's a private family practice, which I do tell people, you know, kiddingly, of course, that my big boss are my dogs, my Dachshunds.
They are cute.
They're so cute. I have little Samson, little boy dog, and little Delilah, little girl dog, and Dooley. And he's a long hair rescued, and the other two are short hair. So I am a major animal lover, which is one of the reasons, too, I do not recommend for many reasons, not just because it's not good for you. I don't recommend horse estrogen, which is called Premarin, for my patients. And I also have an issue with the way they get the urine from the horses. And, you know, I love animals. Right now, I don't have a horse, but I've had horses for over 20 years. And I love horses. I think they're the most beautiful, beautiful creatures. They really are. And they smell like the earth. They're so nice.
I was just talking to my girlfriend the other day because she happened to mention while we were riding around in the car that her doctor is putting her on Premarin. And I said to her, wait a minute, you're not a horse.
Yeah.
I said, you don't look like a horse at all. I said, you need to go see Dr. Triana. And, you know, so we were talking about that because I'd remembered you said that.
Yeah, no. We don't want to use that. But if you're a horse, it's okay.
Yeah.
But it's not bioidentical. Bioidentical mean the same exact chemical that your body doesn't produce enough. And, you know, by the way, do you know what October is? October is breast month. Right. Breast cancer awareness. So we really want to remind everyone that it is time, and don't forget to get your mammogram. You know, in the morning I wake up, turn on the television, I notice on the Today Show, they're saying to buddy up, to call at least 8 women that you know and ask them, have you had your mammogram? Well, I am sure right now I'm speaking to more than 8 women. I can rest assured. So based on that alone, I'm telling everyone, yes, please get your mammograms. It's very important. Every one of you out there, I strongly recommend you should be getting a yearly mammogram after the age of 40. And, you know, there was a girl on the show, young women can get breast cancer too. So it's very important from a young age, they say about age 20, you should go ahead and learn how to examine your breast. You know, it's really simple. I say it's learning your geography, but learning who you are. Hello.
Hello.
Dr. D'Ambrosio?
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
We've been talking about you already. I'm Dr. Triana, and I am so excited that you are calling us from New Jersey.
I'm excited to be on.
Yes, and I was telling everyone about what you do in New Jersey, and you are a very skilled person. You're a radiation oncologist, and you're going to talk to us today about CyberKnife, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You want to tell us? Well, first of all, I feel that I want my radio audience to know a little personal things about you, like what made you decide to do this this career?
You know, I'm getting feedback on this. It just went away. I was getting feedback, but now it seems to be better. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you perfectly well.
Oh, okay. So a little bit of background about me. Okay, so I was born and raised in New York City, and the path that I took towards medical school and radiation oncology is a little convoluted. And I'll try to go through it briefly and succinctly. When I was in high school, I applied to some of these combined degree programs where you do college and medical school together in sequence. I'm not sure if Florida has those kinds of programs or not, but they're pretty big up here.
Uh-huh.
And so I did. I went through an accelerated program where I completed college and medical school in 6.5 years rather than 8.
Wow.
And the way I stumbled upon radiation oncology was actually during some of my clinical rotations. I went to medical school at Stony Brook on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And on one of my clinical rotations, I just happened to notice that there was one particular attending in the lunchroom who seemed really enthusiastic and really happy. And I went over to him, and I just kind of introduced myself, and I asked him, what it was he did, because, you know, when you're in medical school, you're just trying to figure out what you want to be when you grow up.
Right.
And he turned out he was a radiation oncologist. And Jonathan Hass is his name. He's actually a big CyberKnife person now, ironically, years later. He took me to his department, and I spent some time with him, learned about what it was all about, and I was really hooked on it. And the reason I liked it so much and the reason I still like it so much is I was always kind of a, you know, a techie kind of person, really into math, computers, that type of stuff. And what radiation oncology is all about is really a marriage between treating these very sick patients and also getting to play with these really cool toys and the latest and greatest gadgets, which CyberKnife is kind of on the forefront of right now. So
yes.
That's how I was introduced to it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, once I finished medical school and went through the whole matching process for residency, I did my training in Philadelphia at Fox Chase Cancer Center. And there was a group of radiation oncology physicians in Toms River, which is where I am now, in the Jersey Shore. And they were all Fox Chase trained doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up hooking up with them, and I've been here ever since.
Well, that sounds very fascinating that you could, you know, do what you wanted to do, and it combined all those different techie aspect, and yet being a physician. That's really beautiful. You could put those two things together, you know?
Yeah, I love coming to work every day, and that's what you strive for in life, right?
I feel very blessed that I get to do what I want to do every day. And one of my missions is to teach via the radio. So that's why I have someone like you who is so well known. And, you know, even if you just reach a few people on this earth, which we reach more, but to let them know what you do, what your passions are. And I see that you have that. I mean, so when people have these issues, which I know you're going to tell us more about with CyberKnife, they can say, you know what? I heard Dr. D'Ambrosio on the radio. I'm not as scared.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with you. I think education is really, really important. I think it's a part of being a physician that not every physician embraces. But I see it as my duty to my patients to not just, you know, tell them what to do, but collaborate with them and educate them about what's going on, what their decisions are, all those sorts of things.
Well, that's exactly what we want to know. So tell us more about what is CyberKnife. I mean, it sounds really, and remember, our audience is not doctors. These are regular, everyday people. So that's what I'm gearing to. And let us know, what is that? What is stereotactic radiation?
So it sounds a lot crazier and scarier than it really is. CyberKnife is actually not, there's no cutting involved with CyberKnife. It's really just a very specialized type of radiation machine. The problem is most people, most patients, even some doctors, really don't even know what radiation is all about when it's being used for treatment of cancer. So let me start with that before I tell you about CyberKnife. So
okay.
Radiation that we use to treat cancer is very specialized. We have these machines that generate these high-energy X-rays, and we direct them at the particular part of the body that we're trying to treat, wherever the cancer is.
Mm-hmm.
And the radiation hits the cancer cells and causes them to die. That's basically soup to nuts what it's all about. What CyberKnife does is it's the next level of that. Instead of just having these big clunky machines that we treat a big area in order to make sure that we are getting the entire cancer in the treatment field, the CyberKnife uses a very, very specialized and accurate way of delivering the radiation by having the machine mounted to a robot arm. The best way to look at that or to think about that is if you think about car assembly lines, and I'm sure everyone's seen those commercials. I think
oh, yes.
Mercedes and BMW does one of those commercials where they show these robots that are on car assembly lines that are putting together the car.
My favorite are Porsches, but that's another thing.
my son Gianni's favorite is Mustang because it goes fast, fast, fast. So
okay.
So those robots are actually the same robots that the CyberKnife are made out of.
Oh.
So what the CyberKnife actually does is it takes the unique property of those robots and their ability to be very, very precise and apply that to treatment. Now, with a typical treatment, let's say we're talking about treating the prostate, because that's kind of the easiest thing to talk about.
Well, in our demographics in Charlotte County, we have one of the highest over the age of 65 in the country. So I'm so glad you brought up about the prostate.
Oh, great. So if you think about treating a prostate, the prostate's about the size of a walnut. If you use the older type of radiation, in order to make sure that you always have the prostate within that radiation field, you have to add a margin around that walnut to make sure that you're always getting it in.
Mm-hmm.
What the CyberKnife does is that it's more precise and it's more directed than a regular radiation machine, so you can decrease that margin around the walnut in order to still be able to treat the same area but limit the toxicity. Another really fascinating thing that the CyberKnife does is that it actually tracks the area that it's treating in real time.
Wow.
So not only is the delivery of the treatment very precise, it's actually tracking the movement of what it's treating in real time so that it can adjust for it on the fly.
So in other words, like if you, as it shrinks or if it grow, if you breathe and move a little bit, because I was reading you have all kinds of ways to help the patient stay in a little cradle.
Right, right. So So that's a good example if you talk about a lung cancer. So
right.
If you're treating somebody who has a lung cancer, let's use the same size. There's a tumor the size of a walnut in the lung. Obviously, as you're laying there and getting treated, you're breathing. So as you're breathing, that tumor is going to be moving. It's going to be moving up and down, front to backwards. So you need to do something to account for that. Because if you don't, guess what? You're not going to hit the right spot. So the CyberKnife will take pictures as it's delivering the treatment of the area it's treating so that it's always adjusting and always making sure that it's moving with the target. It actually can even memorize the person's breathing cycle, and it will, the head of the machine will actually move as the person's breathing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool stuff.
It is really cool. Oh, my gosh. So going back to the prostate, is there, because I have on my show, I talk a lot about hormones and sexuality, and I had a whole show on erectile dysfunction. What about, is that more sparing so men can then have sex?
It's so if you look at the information that's out there on that, the rates for erectile dysfunction with CyberKnife are pretty similar to the rates with the regular type of radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten a lot better than it was many years ago, particularly with some of the newer drugs that are available. In general, what I tell men that I'm treating is that if you're able to have an erection up front, and you don't have any problems with it, you have pretty much a 90% chance of still being able to have that ability afterwards. The advantage of the CyberKnife, in terms of prostate cancer, where you really see the big difference, is that a standard radiation treatment for CyberKnife is a daily treatment Monday through Friday for 8 to 9 weeks,
mm-hmm.
whereas the CyberKnife treatment is only 5 treatments every other day over a week and a half. So you finish a lot in a lot shorter time frame. And what's interesting for us here is we get a lot of patients in this area that are in New Jersey during the summer.
With
but
snowbirds.
Then guess where they go for the winter?
Okay.
They go down by you.
Right, snowbirds.
So this is particularly well suited to those types of patients because while they're here, they don't have to commit to a 2.5 month treatment. They can get their prostate cancer treated in only a week and a half.
That's really great. That is great.
So it's super convenient.
Uh-huh.
The studies show that it's very effective. It's as effective as the regular type of radiation for prostate cancer. And it's more convenient for patients. And the side effects are the same or even better than regular radiation for prostate cancer.
That is incredible. Another thing that I find just totally amazing, the intracranial tumors. That is really sounds almost like it's so futuristic, but what you could do.
What's really nice about when we have to treat somebody's brain, stereotactic radiosurgery, which is kind of the global way we describe this type of radiation, stereotactic radiation has been done many, many years, 50 to 60 years, for cranial sites, for brain sites.
Right.
But what it classically has involved is actually having a neurosurgeon screw a frame to the patient's skull.
Oh, boy.
So what the CyberKnife is able to do is deliver that same level of precision and that same type of treatment without you having to have the invasive part of having a frame screwed into your skull. So again, it's more convenient for patients. It's less painful because you don't have to worry about having screws basically screwed into your skull, and you have the same results.
Wow, and I see there's so many different types of tumors, but once the tumor gets, zapped or gets the radiation, the tumor will die. Does it produce then toxins?
No, what typically happens after a tumor dies, it's just like if you're eating your lunch and your body digests it. Your inflammatory cells in your body basically come in and just clean out the area, and a scar is just left behind.
Wow, that's really great. I read, too, when you do the CyberKnife, you don't use anesthesia. It doesn't cause pain.
No, there's no cutting involved. There's no anesthesia. You basically just lay down on the table, and the machine moves around you. And one of the nice things that we have for our patients here at New Jersey CyberKnife is we actually have a TV screen on the ceiling in that room. So you can even watch TV while it's going on.
Or you said in your information, too, you can bring your own music, right?
You can bring your own music. You can bring a DVD to watch a movie or a TV show. Yeah, we try to make it as painless and as convenient a process as possible. A lot of patients, really, they just kind of take a nap while it's going on. And before, as soon as they close their eyes, somebody's one of the therapists is waking them up and telling them that it's over. So it's really just laying down on the table for about an hour, and you're done. You don't feel anything. You don't see anything. It's really a really convenient and safe treatment for patients.
And the fact that you also recommend that patients can get on with their daily life after the treatment. They're
exactly.
not stuck in a hospital. They don't have to, you know, spend a couple of days in the hospital or overnight. You get to go home.
Right, exactly. We have plenty of patients that come in, have their treatment, and then leave and go to work. You really have no restrictions on your activities whatsoever.
On the personal side, my husband, who unfortunately just passed away in March, was also a radiologist, and he was one of the pioneers here of Charlotte County, brought the first MRI to Charlotte County, but he was boarded in radiology, nuclear medicine, and radiation therapy. He opened the first radiation therapy center. And he is Dr. Melvin Katzen. So to hear you, I wish he would have been here today to talk to you too.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about your loss.
Yeah, he was brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And a pioneer where he brought the first MRI between Tampa and Miami. He was the first to do prostate ultrasounds, the first to do PSAs. He passed away just in March at the age of 79. But I just listening to you just reminds me of how he would have loved to speak to you too.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, the history of radiation oncology, that previously when your husband had trained, actually radiation oncology fell underneath radiology. And it's only a relatively recent thing where it's kind of separated out now. And it's really been out of necessity because of the technology that has evolved, that you can no longer be boarded in both specialties anymore.
Yes, I know. He said there was really the emerging at that time.
Yeah.
And he also did interventional radiology, which his brother is a very famous interventional radiologist at Baptist Hospital, Miami. But he was older. I'm 57, so I remember, I know now that everything has separated out, which is very admirable with what you're doing. And so you actually grew up in New York, but you now are working in New Jersey, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I was born in Brooklyn. I grew up in Queens. And this is where I landed up. I trained in Philadelphia, and I went to school in Long Island.
Now, I finished at Albert Einstein in New York.
Oh, yeah, in the Bronx, sure.
In the Bronx. And my family came from Cuba to New York in 1947. But I grew up here in Charlotte County, and as my patients and my radio audience know, I'm the first woman to grow up here and come back and practice medicine. So I think this is really, really amazing. Now, one of the things that I know in your specialty is that patients don't seem to understand that the cost of all the equipment.
Oh, yeah, sure. So all of these pieces of equipment for radiation oncology are extremely, extremely expensive. Obviously, that's not passed on to the patients per se, but just a regular radiation machine is a few million dollars. The nice thing about CyberKnife, which shouldn't really be an issue for patients because they want the best quality of care. But the nice thing about CyberKnife, and again, I'll go back to the prostate example, is that it's safe, it's as effective as regular radiation, it's more convenient for the patients, and in fact, it's actually more cost-effective for insurance companies. So it's a much cheaper treatment than regular radiation IMRT treatment, or if any of your listeners are familiar with proton treatment, which is kind of a new buzzword that's going around about prostate cancer, proton treatment is about 10 times as expensive as a CyberKnife treatment. And it's got those same issues with having 9 weeks of treatment. So really everyone is benefiting from CyberKnife. It's a really great tool, and I'm really happy that I have the ability to offer it to our patients here.
That's great. You know, I don't really know where they're offering it here in Florida. I should have investigated that. That's interesting. But we have a lot of snowbirds here in Florida, so I'm really great that you spoke. We have a lot of people here from New Jersey, New York, Michigan, and I think I really am grateful that you're taking the time out of your busy day to give this information to our radio audience.
I appreciate you having me on.
So talk to me about trigeminal neuralgia. I think I didn't even realize that was used.
Oh, yeah, I don't often get to see non-cancer patients, but trigeminal neuralgia is really another success story for CyberKnife. Trigeminal neuralgia, if anybody's listening has it, they don't need it to be explained to them because it's a really horrific pain syndrome where no matter what the patient does, they have this really, really intense pain. Sometimes it prevents them from even chewing food.
Oh.
And there's typically when a person has trigeminal neuralgia, they try to treat it with drugs. And sometimes the drugs work, sometimes they don't. Sometimes the drugs have side effects. So the other options available for a patient with trigeminal neuralgia would be to have brain surgery, which not everyone is really enthusiastic about doing, particularly the demographics that we see here in Toms River and I'm sure by you as well. So CyberKnife is a great tool for this, and it's a single treatment, so you just have to come one time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the studies that have been done on CyberKnife for trigeminal neuralgia, at least 80 to 90% of patients have an improvement in their pain when they have that single treatment. So it's really a remarkable thing to see as a physician. When somebody comes into your office completely miserable, unable to even eat, and then a few weeks later you see them and they're smiling. So trigeminal neuralgia is one of the most rewarding things for us to see the after effects when we treat them with CyberKnife.
So we're talking to Dr. D. Ambrosio from New Jersey CyberKnife. If anyone has a question, you can call us at 206-1580. I run into patients all the time and people, and they tell me, you know, your show is so interesting, we don't want to interrupt with questions. So, and to have someone like you on our show, this is so exciting. So what is the most common? Actually, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Yes, Doc, I have a question to ask. Is this CyberKnife, is it available in anywhere other than New Jersey?
Dr. D'Ambrosio, I don't know if you heard the question. Is Dr. D'Ambrosio there?
Yes.
No, he's not there. Let's hang up, caller, and we'll go ahead and answer that question.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Dr. D'Ambrosio? Dr. D'Ambrosio? We'll see if we can get, if Dr. D'Ambrosio will call back in. I think we lost him, and he'll be calling us back in, hopefully. There he goes. Dr. D'Ambrosio?
Yeah, I think I got cut off.
I'm so sorry. We have a caller that wanted to know if there was another place besides New Jersey for the CyberKnife, and I actually do not know.
There's several CyberKnives around the country. I don't exactly know by you guys where the closest one would be.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there are one or two in Miami, but that's far, right?
Yes, we are on the west coast of Florida. Well, it's about a 3-hour drive. It's not that far. We are on the west coast of Florida. We are 100 miles south of Tampa, about 50 miles north of Naples, to give you kind of a landmark. Our claim to fame is that we had Hurricane Charlie in 2004. So I don't know. Anyways, Charlotte County.
Sure.
Is where we're at. So so my question was, what is the most common presenting complaint or cancer that you see at your facility?
Our most commonly treated site here is actually lung cancer. And the reason for that is the demographics of Toms River. Toms River is actually has the highest percentage of Medicare patients in the country, actually even more than Florida.
Wow.
So because that's our demographic, we get a lot of patients who have early stage lung cancers, which is very curable with surgery or radiation, but they're just too old or they have other medical problems that they can't go through the radical surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we see such a big percentage of our patients are lung cancers. But the nice thing is that's one of the biggest success stories too for CyberKnife is the cure rates, as I mentioned earlier, for lung cancer are 90% for stage one. And one of the things that we're very adamant about at our center is that we keep very close track of all of our patients so that we can see what our numbers look like. And I've actually just in the past few months have looked at our results for our stage one lung cancers, and we have a 92% cure rate. So that's in line with the results that you see all across the world. So I'm really happy to report that and really excited about it as well.
That's wonderful. And you also treat patients who have a spread of their cancer called metastases.
Correct. So one of the this is kind of an emerging area in oncology where patients who 20, 30 years ago, if you had stage 4 cancer, you really didn't have many options. But now in 2015, the chemotherapy drugs and the other systemic drugs have gotten so good that patients with stage 4 disease are living a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing now is that there's a group of patients that will get chemo or will get other types of systemic drugs for their stage 4 cancer, and they're doing well everywhere except for one spot or two spots that start to grow. So what we can do with CyberKnife is we can take care of those one or two spots that grow, and at the same time, the patient can continue to take that chemotherapy that's working on the other disease sites. So they really go hand in hand.
In conjunction, great.
Yeah.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. And also you do atrial venous malformations. Tell us about that, because a lot of people, you know, when they get a headache, they go, oh, my God, do I have something going on in my head?
Sure. So an atrial venous malformation is a congenital abnormality that some people have in their brains where the blood vessels, for one reason or another, kind of grow in a weird way, and there's a communication that shouldn't be there between these blood vessels. And those can cause all different types of symptoms. And the only way to prevent those from becoming a problem is either to inject them with a chemical to make them go away or to have surgery or CyberKnife.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, it's a less invasive way of treating these that is a really good treatment for patients.
Wow, that's really great. Well, Dr. D'Ambrosio, you have been such a wonderful guest. Would you like to any other things you'd like to talk to us about?
I think we covered through everything. If I'd like to just say hi to my kids, if that's okay. They're listening online.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, well, I do. Go ahead, and then I have to say, don't hang up. I want to tell you something.
I won't hang up. Hi, Gianni. I love you. Hi, Dominic. I love you.
Oh, my gosh. You got two boys?
Two boys, 3 and 5.
Oh, my gosh. God bless them.
Thank you.
In Spanish, we say que Dios los bendiga. I'm bilingual, so anyways, that is wonderful. Well, I am so happy that you've been our guest. And as I have told every other guest that we've had, we will be sending you a thank you letter with the show. We taped the show so you can play it at your leisure. We'll burn the CD, you know what I mean?
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Yes, and it's such an honor, and we have a connection. And you know, if you're ever over here in Florida and you ever want to be in the actual studios, I really want to thank you again for taking your time and letting our patients, our radio audience here, and you've done a great job on the show, by the way.
Well, I appreciate being on, and if any of your listeners want to just educate themselves, we have a really great website. It's www.newjerseyck.com. And they can actually submit questions on there if they're interested in something in particular, and we'll get back to them as soon as we can.
Yes, and you're at the J. Philip Sita?
J. Philip Sitta Regional Cancer Center.
Right, in Toms River, New Jersey. So where exactly is Toms River again? On the shore?
It's on the shore, yeah. It's about halfway down the coast of Jersey.
Oh, okay. That's really nice. Well, thank you again for being such a wonderful guest, and God bless to your kids, and we'll be talking soon.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was wonderful that Dr. D'Ambrosio was on the show and answered. So if you anybody has any questions, you can still give us a call at 206-1580. He's up in New Jersey, but what a specialty is that? How many patients' lives does he touch and save? And, you know, it like he says, patients who are living longer, it isn't just to save their life, but that they can have more good years, that they can enjoy their life, and even if they have cancer. Hello?
Hi, Dr. Triana.
Yes, honey?
Yeah, hi, it's Dorothy. I just want to say I was listening to the program, and the doctor, I just want to say I know that the hospital that you went to, Stony Brook University.
Yes.
I was in there in the 80s, and also my best friend in New York, her granddaughter was sick in April with pneumonia, and she's fine now.
Oh, that's really great.
It's a real prestigious university hospital.
That oh, yes. Oh, no. He's very extremely well educated. I have to tell you, though, I've never been to the Jersey Shore, but I've heard it's really beautiful.
Yeah, I used to go to Thomas River, Barnegat Light, and Seaside Heights in the early 60s when I was a kid with my parents and my aunt and uncle. We used to rent a bungalow for the summer.
I just can't imagine.
The boardwalk, it was just beautiful.
Beautiful.
A lot of fun when you're a kid, you know?
And you know, I think it's really wonderful because this is, again, another weapon against cancer. And, you know, I probably should have mentioned with him about breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But he did say that when the breast cancer or other cancers spread, they can go ahead and help to treat that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dorothy, for calling.
I want to say my mother died of lung cancer in 2007.
Oh, God bless her.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you for listening.
Okay, take care, Dr. Triana.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you have any other callers, why don't we take a little break and we'll play one of our little commercials.
Bed after hitting the snooze button 5 times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year, as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
It's 11:45 here on the Dr. Triana Show. Phone lines wide open if you have a question about anything you've heard this morning. 206-1580, toll-free 888-441-1580. And now back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Wow, wasn't that wonderful? Our guest, Dr. D'Ambrosio. I mean, he's a board-certified radiation oncologist who's an expert with stereotactic radiation therapies, who treats head, neck cancer, prostate cancer, lung cancer. Wow, he was amazing, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, really. We learned so much about that. Things that we didn't think were possible even 10 years ago.
I know, and the way he can help treat patients too who have had spreads of cancer. You know, we'll have to do some, and he's right, there is in Miami CyberKnife. But for him to take the time, how wonderful is that? And to talk about, and I thought it was really nice. He said hello to his kids.
Wow.
That's so cute.
Sure is.
Well, you know, I totally believe in family. And every one of us here, many of us, unfortunately, have been touched by cancer. And, you know, it's just how many patients out there who are going through cancer treatment or are developing or who have a relative who has cancer. So when there's new methods and new ways to treat it, that's really the cutting edge of technology. I think that's really important.
It sure is. When you look at this machine and you think back 20 years ago, this would have appeared like something you would see on Star Trek in sick bay.
Well, you know? and if you look at the picture,
it's amazing.
It's amazing. And you look at the picture and how they set up the patients to get treated. And then they, like he said, you could do the treatments 5 or 6 days. That is really, really amazing. So again, I want to thank Dr. D'Ambrosio. What a wonderful guest. We're sorry that the call dropped, but we want to thank, you know, we still have the lines open. If you have any questions today at 206-1580, you know, I am so excited. I have an announcement to tell everyone. And hello, caller? Hello, caller? Yes, what's your name?
My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen. What's your question, sweetheart?
Hi, Dr. Triana. I've actually had the privilege of working with Dr. D'Ambrosio. He's wonderful.
Oh, Karen, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Karen was the one who connected me with Dr. D'Ambrosio.
Yes, and he really is. He's helped so many patients. And the technology, just as you said, it's advanced to a point where we're able to save so many more lives today and do it so efficiently, correct? So it's just wonderful technology.
It really is good. And, you know, I love the way he said he could put together his passions of being, yes, you know, techno, but being a doctor and taking care of patients and how his center follows patients very closely. I think
correct,
that's so wonderful because, you know, patients get really, really scared.
They do. And that's why the entire team meets the patient at Dr. D's location. They really take the time in learning about the patient, their cancer, sharing those experiences and offering those suggestions for their clinical pathways with not just the patient but the family members too. So it truly becomes an event for the family to get the patient well. So I'm so happy that you had him on and so many of your patients now to learn more about stereotactic radiosurgery. But one of the things I wanted to add to make sure that your listeners understand,
yes,
is that stereotactic radiosurgery also saves the managed care organizations and the payers a lot of money because you are reducing the number of sessions that the patient has to undergo for treatment.
Yes.
We can actually reduce the cost. And on average, on just prostate cancer as an example, you can save up to $14,000 per patient.
Wow.
In the overall treatment using stereotactic radiosurgery. So you would think to yourself, here's this amazing technology that costs millions and millions of dollars, but we're actually able to not only reduce the amount of sessions the patient has to undergo treatment, we're able to reduce the toxicity, but we're also able to reduce the expense to the patient, out-of-pocket expense, and the managed care organization. So it's our overall hope that down the road, those cost savings from the payer will be also passed on to the patients themselves.
Well, I think also, again, going back to the good years and quality of life,
yes,
he says, you don't have to stay for 2.5 months to get treated. You
exactly
know, you could get
exactly
treated, go on your summer trip or your
right
winter trip. And
that's
I
right
thought that was really, really wonderful, Karen. And I know there's a team of doctors there, too. He's the medical director, right? There's Dr. Iyer. And Dr. Coya? How do I pronounce
it? Dr. Coya. Actually, Dr. Coya and your husband, I'll bet you knew Dr. Coya. Dr. Coya is actually nationally, if not world recognized, for his work in the field of radiation oncology. So we were very lucky. Here we were, a community-based hospital, but not too far out from the city of Philadelphia or the city of New York. And you're just lucky enough now that a lot of physicians want to make their homes that are close to their families. So instead of the patient having to travel to New York or Pennsylvania, you can actually get that amazing technology right in a community-based hospital in Toms River, New Jersey. It's amazing.
Oh, and it sounds like a beautiful place.
It really is. It really is. We're very fortunate. Barnabas Health does an outstanding job of making sure that they bring those services right into New Jersey for their patients. So it's really been wonderful. So I'm so happy that your patients got to learn more about it.
Oh, yes. And And because we do have a lot of snowbirds here, you know, in Charlotte County.
Right.
I didn't realize, though, that there's so many over Medicare patients in that area of the country. I always think of that area as young.
Actually, in the state of New Jersey, Ocean County is the second largest county in the state when it comes to seniors over the age of 65. So that's correct. And even more important than having that amazing technology, because as you know, than anyone being a physician, so many of our patients have other medical conditions that may limit them on what their choices or options are for treatment. You know, emphysema, they may not be a surgical candidate. Well, then fibrinogen can come into play. So you're absolutely right. There's so many different options. And again, they're all available in small community locations. And here in Florida, it's my understanding there's one in Tampa. So it's pretty convenient for those patients who don't travel back and forth to New Jersey.
Well, Karen, thank you so much. And thank you again for bringing us such an outstanding guest on our show.
Oh, and we thank you, doctor. You're such a wonderful doctor, and it's so nice that you keep your patients so informed. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, Karen actually works with these incredible doctors, and it's so wonderful that she actually connected me to them, and that's how we made the connection so I could have them on the show. And again, I'm really striving to bring as many incredible guests to this show. Either I have met them or through other ways, because, you know, I go to a lot of conferences. So I'm already working on setting up doctors that I've met who have either written books or they're number one in their area with different topics, just so because I love to learn. I mean, I'm just such a bookworm. I tell patients, I'm such a bookworm. I love to read. I love to learn, to study, so I could be there to inform my patients. So even when I tell patients, if I don't know the answer, believe me, I will look it up. And to bring the caliber of the guests who are willing to spend their time and give of their knowledge, you know, kind of, you know, how we pick their brains, right?
Yeah, this is a great privilege for us here at iHeartMedia, too, to have this many great minds on a program like this, all committed to healing.
Yes. And, you know, it is such a wonderful, wonderful thing to be a physician. You know, I personally encourage, if this and my young people, in fact, I have a nephew who wants to be a doctor, and I encourage them, look, you have to do, just like Dr. D'Ambrosio said, you have to go every day saying, I love what I do. And you know what? I am one of those very lucky people. I love what I do every day. I go and I get to take care of amazing people, patients, and helping them. And being part of their family, like Karen was saying, you know, when someone in a family has a disease, it doesn't just affect them. If they have cancer, or if they have a heart attack, or if they've had a stroke, it affects the whole family. You know, and especially here in Florida, I find that we have patients who may come here to retire, but then they end up needing more help. And the family members may live far away. So the families come and help. And they'll ask me, what do you think we should do in helping our parents or our other relatives? So when an event happens, which is one of the really, really strong, strong reasons I practice preventive medicine, is that I'm trying to help prevent these catastrophic events, or even such things as even like cancer, which is some of the things that with our lifestyle, with our diet, we can help. Or for example, like Alzheimer's, which is devastating not only to the patient, but also to the family members. We've had guests on our show who talk about the need, the care that is given to their family members, and how time consuming, how much energy it takes to take care of a loved one. Well, if we can do anything in our power to try to prevent these diseases or catastrophic events, then why shouldn't we be doing it? which is what I stress at the Triana Prevention Center. Not only cancer, heart disease, diabetes, but also balancing your hormones so that you can age healthier, so we can help prevent that devastation of maybe Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, help prevent those devastating vascular diseases which cause heart attack, stroke, help prevent someone from becoming a diabetic, where we know that when you get diagnosed with diabetes, you've already had that issue for 10 to 15 years. It's kind of like, you know, when somebody suddenly all this, you know, decides that they have a flat tire. Well, maybe that tire has been flat for a long time. And then it just goes out. Well, that's the same thing with your bodies. We need to be on top of it to try to prevent. Know what your numbers are. Know what your blood pressure. Know what your cholesterol. And know what are the latest treatments. And that's what I'm trying to do by bringing these incredible guests like Dr. D'Ambrosio. In fact, I really did not. I had known about CyberKnife, but I did not know. And I knew in treating patients with cancer, but there's other problems that can be addressed with this treatment. Like Dr. D'Ambrosio said, trigeminal neuralgia, which is a horrible pain that patients get, where the fifth nerve that feeds the face and gives you terrible pain. And sometimes people think it's really coming from their teeth. And then to be able to be treated. And like he said, and then patients come back and they smiling and feel great. Well, I know our time is about to be up here, right, Zane?
We're pretty close.
Yeah.
A minute and a half.
Yeah. And you know, again, I want to thank our wonderful guest, and I want to thank Karen Brady, who was out there to help me connect with Dr. D'Ambrosio. And what a wonderful guest that we could go ahead and share his knowledge with everyone out there. And I want to thank the callers too. You know, some days we don't have callers and some days we do. But when we do, and if just, I want to thank everyone. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. This is the Dr. Triana Show. You have any questions, you can email me at askdrtriana@trianapreventioncenter.com. You could call us at 941-625-1990. God bless and stay healthy.